Brussels, that's here on Radio 3, this coming Thursday afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock. And like everything else here on Radio 3, it's available afterwards on the Radio 3 website for 30 days in HD sound. And in fact, there's more opera here on Radio 3 in 45 minutes' time.
How do you turn a real human tragedy into art? This evening, Radio 3's new music programme Here and Now brings you the first broadcast of Between Worlds, a new opera about 9/11 by Tansy Davis. The opera follows the stories of five people trapped in an office in the Twin Towers on 9/11, watched over by a shaman. Tansy Davis collaborated with the librettist Nick Drake and the director Deborah Warner to create an opera which suspends us between life and death, brutality and beauty. It's a meditation on our basic human need for connection. Join me, Sarah Moore Peach, for Between Worlds, the debut opera by Tansy Davis. Here and now, this evening at 10:15, only on BBC Radio 3.
As for the present, rather later than usual on a Saturday night, it's time now for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. The Sound of Loose Tubes, our featured artist in tonight's edition of the show, recorded a few weeks ago at The Sage as part of the Gateshead International Jazz Festival. But let's get things started with a brand new release, as Liverpool boasts a particularly vibrant jazz scene right now, one of the bands turning heads at the moment with their personable, warm and friendly sound are The Weave. This is The Pogo. Thank you. The Weave from their brand new album called Knowledge Porridge, which is out on the 6th of July on Rufus Albino Records. And if you're interested in new upcoming talent, then listen out for Radio 3's Young Artist Day on May the 4th, which will be running from 6:30 a.m. to 12:30 midnight. And Jazz on 3 will be broadcasting a concert from the Tomorrow's Warriors Youth Orchestra on a show which will also include BBC Young Jazz Musician of the Year Alexander Bone. So look out for that. Also, as part of Young Artists Day, BBC iPlayer has commissioned 5 young female spoken word poets to write new work tackling a range of themes that they have identified as preoccupying young people today. And speaking of female voices, British vocalist Juliet Kelly can boast the support and admiration of the late Ian Carr and British saxophone titan Courtney Pine, on whose album Resistance she was featured. Well, her new set features 10 songs, each inspired by a favourite novel, and this one draws on Alice Walker's book, The Colour Purple. This is Forbidden Fruit.
The forbidden fruit tastes like no other. It's all. It's all for you.
Forbidden Fruit, from the voice of Juliet Kelly, with Nick Ram on piano, Ollie Hayhurst on bass, and Eddie Hick on the drums. The album is called Spellbound Stories and is released on June the 22nd on Purple Stiletto Records. And Juliet will be touring the UK throughout the year with the album launch at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in London on June the 18th. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, it's been a long time coming, or should I say returning, but Loose Tubes are back. Their landmark reunion at Ronnie Scott's marked the 30th anniversary of this groundbreaking British orchestra, who recently lit up the north of England in Gateshead at the International Jazz Festival last month. This collective put many familiar names from the British jazz scene on the map, as their coming together sparked one of the most creative and popular ensembles in British jazz history. Flautist Eddie Parker, saxophonist Ian Ballamy and Mark Lockhart, trumpeter Chris Batchelor, trombonist Ashley Slater, and spiritual leader keyboardist Django Bates are just some of the names that have gone on to lead distinguished careers. This group of people have set into motion many aspects that make up the complexion of the British jazz scene, from collectives to writing styles, approach to education in jazz, and are a significant flavour in the work and thinking of some of the musicians in the current generation, including pianist Kit Downs, trumpeter Laura Jerd, and saxophonist Trish Clues, to name a few. Recorded in Hall 1 at The Sage as part of the Gateshead International Jazz Festival on April the 12th, the Loose Tubes lineup are flutes, Eddie Parker, clarinets, Di Pritchard, alto and soprano saxophones, Steve Buckley and Ian Ballamy, tenor saxophone, Mark Lockhart and Julian Nicholas, baritone saxophone, Julian Arguiles, on trumpets, Lance Kelly, Noel Langley, Chris Batchelor and John Ecott, on trombones, Paul Taylor, Ashley Slater and Richard Pywell, on bass trombone, Richard Henry, on tuba, Dave Powell, on keyboards and E-flat tenor horn, Django Bates, on guitar, John Paricelli, on bass, Steve Watts, on drums, Martin France, and on percussion, Louise Peterson-Matjeka. The band kick off tonight's concert set highlights with the Chris Batchelor composition, Would I Were.
Thank you.
The glorious sound of Loose Tubes and Arriving. And the band is still full of vibrancy, coupled with the excellent musicianship that's captivating audiences wherever they play. You heard on flutes, Eddie Parker, on clarinets, Di Pritchard, on alto and soprano saxophones, Steve Buckley and Ian Ballamy, on tenor saxophone, Mark Lockhart and Julian Nicholas, on baritone saxophone, Julian Arguiles, on trumpets, Lance Kelly, Noel Langley, Chris Batchelor and John Ecott, on trombones, Paul Taylor, Ashley Slater and Richard Pywell, on bass trombone, Richard Henry, on tuba, Dave Powell, on keyboards and tenor horn, Django Bates, on guitar, John Paricelli, on bass, Steve Watts, on drums, Martin France, and on percussion, Louise Peterson-Majeka. Recorded at the Sage as part of the Gateshead International Jazz Festival on April the 12th. And Loose Tubes continue their 30th anniversary celebrations, playing on the 18th of September at the Hertfordshire Jazz Festival and on the 24th to the 26th of September at Ronnie Scott's Club in London. And for more information, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's almost the end of the show. On next week's Jazz Lineup, a very special duo performance featuring the Lincoln Center's Secret Weapon, baritone saxophonist Joe Temperley and pianist Brian Kellogg. And plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith's Jazz later on tonight, that's at midnight, and on Monday night at 11, Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson celebrate the future of British jazz on Radio 3's Young Artist Day, with Tomorrow's Worries Youth Orchestra in concert. To end, something brand new on ECM from the British tenor and soprano maestro Andy Shepherd, who adds guitarist Ivid Arset to his Trio Libero lineup of Michel Benito on bass and Sebastian Roachford on the drums. This is Tipping Point. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye.
And that was Tipping Point from British saxophonist Andy Shepherd's quartet, ending this week's Jazz Lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade and presented by Julian Joseph. And there's more information on Jazz Lineup on the programme page of the Radio 3 website. Jazz Lineup will be back next Saturday evening, again at 9:30 p.m.
Celebrate the freshest new voices in the arts with Young Artists Day on Radio 3.
I want to be creative for as long as I possibly can be, preferably forever.
From young composers and performers to video artists, discover new creative voices under 25.
By the time I was 14, I knew that music was what I wanted to do.
Sometimes you just see something and it's so illuminating, it just sends shivers down your spine.
Celebrate the future with Young Artist Day on Radio 3. all day on Bank Holiday Monday, or follow the story via social media.
I just want to make music.
And on Monday at 11 o'clock, Jazz on 3 celebrates the future of British jazz on Radio 3's Young Artists Day, with Tomorrow's Warriors Youth Orchestra in concert. Founded by the bass player Gary Crosby, Tomorrow's Warriors scheme has been an important cornerstone of British jazz for over 20 years, shaping the careers of young musicians through workshops, performance platforms and a restless collective spirit. These days, the Tomorrow's Warriors Youth Orchestra